Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
Perfected platform to start with the
because senses cannot tripta.
Senses will never be satisfied.
Never.
You want to be polite?
Body cannot satisfy. It's a limitation. Mind will never satisfy. What can satisfy? Soul can satisfy. Atma can satisfy. And when is satisfaction coming? When there is a selfless love. Love should be selfless. Without self-interest, love should be there. Not based on money, not based on seniority and juniority. We should be natural. That is satisfying. Tripta. We try from the senses, we try from the body, we try from the mind, but never satisfaction come with that. Maybe more difficulties come after that. So satisfaction, if you really want in life, that is only way is to live in yourself and try to give selfless love to in service. Serve by the selfless love. Without return, you have to do. Not for your pleasure, is selfless. If you do for your pleasure, is never selfless.
And then we read from Srila Prabhupada the explanation of the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, that we need to have a relationship, a loving relationship with the Lord, so that we can come in devotional service. That will be a
relation you take.
Yes.
If I want to make relation with my mind, is always doubtful. Mind will create doubt all the time to you. Oh, this is not a relation. We are partners. We are friends. We are not in relation. But without relation, nothing is working. Without relation, nothing works. Without relation, only we are friends. And doubts are coming. Oh, I can change my friends. Oh, I can change again. I can change again. And changing is the whole life is the changing. You know, change is not a goal of life. Relation is the goal of life. Sense cannot develop relation. Give right hand, not left hand. Give Dandavat Brajavasi. Change is not a goal of life. Relation is goal of life. Then we make physical relation. is also not physical. Relation is with the soul. Is the goal of life. Relation is the goal of life. Relation is the goal of life. He is coming, give 200 rupees to the person is coming. Then you give me 800 after.
Yes.
Good. You see, sorry. Seva, bhai. Prajvati seva. Relation is the goal of life, and from soul relation. And this relation, why we come to spiritual master, that he can show me the relation with the soul, selfless love. Selfless love. Without any interest, I want to serve. So we have to generate service more. So this is the way of the life to see like this. We have to come in our consciousness in the soul. If we not come in that consciousness, we forget everything. And when you come in the soul consciousness, so then other will become non-active.
The senses and the mind will follow.
Yes, non-active. When you start living in the soul consciousness, this will not cooperate you. If you want to use, it's non-cooperative. It will not disturb you. Just to practice. Living in this material world, this has to practice to understand how it becomes non-cooperative. Before it was cooperating to me by their capacity, but now is no capacity to cooperate. But you do, if you have to do, in service you do. That is service. That service mode has to increase. So high spiritual life that you cannot imagine. This has to be realized. When you start living in this consciousness, then the mind is also not cooperative. You don't agree with the mind. No, to go in doubts. You go in the heart flow. Because soul is in heart. You never doubt, you believe. This mind will change in believing, not in doubting. When doubt is coming, you are in mind. When body is active, then your soul is not active. Unconscious with your soul. Your senses are active, you are unconscious with your soul. When your soul is active, you are unconscious with these things. That is Atma-tripti. When I start living in myself, why I give details to understand? because everybody has a circumstances in life to understand. So Atma Tripti is that you serve something. You have a service, you mood in life. That service mood give Atma Tripti. Service is very important. Then your physical body will start moving. Your senses will start talking in that way, eyes will start looking in that way, all will become positive and mind will become in the flow of Atma, because he is the boss now. So everything is flowing in the one chhatra. Sadhak seva sadhak rupena, siddha rupena, man siddha rupena chhatrihi. When you come in your soul, Sarup consciousness is like an umbrella. You have an umbrella. You start living under that umbrella that nothing is disturbing. And that is a tripti. That is a real satisfaction. Atma
tripti.
Yeah.
Very good, Gurudev. This was introduction.
Yeah.
Now I will read one verse from Vilap Kusuma.
Yeah. That to understand. And the Vilap Kusuma Anjali to understand in your soul consciousness.
Oh, okay.
Minimum. Clear or not?
Because it's a long one.
Clear or not?
Oh, we read this. Yeah.
So this is the soul. And is an A, but is a up to Z. Now we are going to the B, in soul. This is Vilap Kusuma. In the base of the soul, we are going on. Huh? Second is Sarup, the form of the soul. What is form of the soul? Why form is necessary? One is 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna in a form or without form?
Arjuna is asking,
What
is better, this impersonal way or this devotional way with your form?
Both ways is good, he said. But if you comparison, then personal way is good. Why personal way is good? Because it gives you personal feeling. Impersonal means no personal way. So how you will make personal way when you have no form? Take the life of Jesus. He has a personal way or not? An impersonal way. I am surprised when Jesus devotees go to Buddhism. I surprise. He is living the personal way and going to the impersonal way. zero way. Impersonal also, there is no God is existing. Thank you. Zero way. There is no God even exists. Personal way means first you identify yourself. How you will make personal without your identification? How will you have a deity in your home? How you will make personal to him? It's an impersonal way because you have no form. He has a form, but he has no form. So what you see is a wood deity. Wooden deity. Stone deity. Because mind is a stone. No personal who are happening. Personal way to see? I am your mother. You are my son. He's a personal. I am your friend. You are my friend. He's a personal. I am your beloved. You are my lover. He's a personal way. Or not? Then how this will come? Soul has to take the form. Come. My Gopinath. How are you? I'm very proud of you. This is personal way. When I have a form and you have a form.
Then you can hug.
Then I can hug you. I can talk with you, I can fight with you, I can exchange my love with you. I can share my feeling with you or not. This is personal. And fighting is important. If fighting is not, then no personal way is there. It's passive way. Understand? I never see fighting. So then I see passive way. Fighting is important.
But you always said, don't fight with my Mohan.
But no, all the time, but one time in a year. Not every day. Fighting makes you personal. So you have to fight with Mohan. Go to Radha Mohan, say, I will not see you. Why you make me sick? I will test you first. Personal, make personal. Yeah. You have to care me. I will care you, you have to care me. I like you, you have to like me. This is personal way.
That's the personal way.
Huh? No. This is personal way. Oh, and God way is passive way. I have no my form. I have a physical form. My senses are very active. And I don't want to develop personal because I am not, my identification is fixed. So what is the right way? personal way or impersonal, and to suffer in this material world. Are I will fight, why with others? I will fight with you. Because I am your mother, you are my son. I am your friend, I will friend, fight with friend. Why I will fight with rickshawala? Right or not? And God way is a passive way. You are God, and I have no relation. When I need something, I go to you and pray you. And if you not give, I will change you. I will go to other God. Understand? So what is better, passive or personal? Or impersonal? First decide in your mind. Personal. Now you come in. What is your way?
Personal.
Huh? Personal. What is your way?
Personal. You come more and more to the personal.
Personal.
Yeah.
Gayatri. You understand? Yes, what Krishna is giving? Why I say to Shiva will give mercy and Krishna will give you personal.
Yes.
This is the personal. Yeah. This.
I like.
Nah?
I like it.
And you say once in a year we should fight. At least
sure.
Once in a year.
I see passive mood. My Damodar live in the passive mood. You also. You have to teach him to fight.
I teach him, don't worry. He knows how to fight. But he is too smart.
Passive mood is still there, I can say you. Go on. If you don't learn here, well, how you will give to him? You have to learn here. It's a practical room.
Tadapchayostavavina varadasyameva nanyat kadapi samaye kila devi yache. Sakyayate mama namostu namostu nityam. Dasyayate mama rasostu rasostu satyam.
Rasostu rasostu satyam. Everyone understands. Rasostu rasostu satyam. This is the satya, truth.
The highest. O Goddess, I shall never pray to you for anything else but the excellent service of your lotus feet.
Wow.
I offer my constant obeisances to the idea of becoming your friend.
Huh? Your?
Your friend.
Yeah.
I offer my constant obeisances to the idea of becoming your friend.
You see?
But I really relish the idea of becoming your maidservant.
Read again and three times. Digest this line. I am very good idea that I become your friend. But when this way, you will give mercy to become your maid servant. Read, read.
O Goddess, I shall never pray to you for anything else but the excellent service of your lotus feet. I offer my constant obeisances, the idea, to the idea of becoming your friend. But I really relish the idea of becoming your maidservant.
Why? Rasastu, rasastu, satyam. Because you are the true. Giving feeling to me. You will give feeling to understand the rasa shekhara. What is rasa shekhara? Krishna is a full of rasa. And you know the satyam, truth of the rasa. Your raseshwari. You are Raseshwari and you know the rasa. Rasik Sekhara. Rasa is only with Krishna. And you give the feeling to understand that rasa. You are the giver of the feeling to realize this. Feeling without how you will realize. You want to escape Radhika, how well you will bring the feeling? Bhava. But it's more good idea to become your maidservant. You are offering to become friend, to give me friend position. Thank you for this. But can you give me to become your maidservant? Why then this is different question, but go on.
Swamini stands before Tulasi and wants to offer her a friendly relationship.
Slowly.
Saying, Tulsi, please accept my friendship. You can become equal to Lalita and the others.
I give you the highest position. You like to accept it?
And you,
I want to make you like a Lalita. I will be in your control. You control me. Because I do mistakes. And I need some controller inside over me to control me. Because Krishna is very naughty. And you can control Krishna also. Because Lalita is controlling Krishna. And he can, Lalita controls to me. You cannot meet. And I cannot meet because she said no to see Krishna. I have to take permission again to Lalita. Then I can see Krishna, I can talk with him. If she stops me, I cannot do this. You know this?
Yes.
Radhika cannot talk with Krishna. Because Lalita says you cannot do this. And Radhika control Krishna even. Oh, Lalita control Krishna even. This position I want to give you. You also control Krishna. And to me. Go on.
So you can become equal to Lalita and the others and serve both me and Shyama Sundara.
And then both you can do what you like.
Tulsi then says, "Oh goddess, I don't want anything else but the excellent service of your lotus feet. I offer my obeisances to your friendship.
I give respect to your friendship.
Let it stand on my head.
I respect, I put in my head that you give me this class, this offer to me. But I want to serve only your lotus feet, even not to Krishna. Understand? In dream I don't want to see Krishna. I have no business with Krishna because I want only you." This is, see the beauty of this also. Before you always worship Krishna, nothing come to your hand. Now you say, "No, no, no, I don't have a business with you." It's too much. 10 years I waste for you, nothing. Bye bye from today. I want my Swami only, and I want to serve her, not to you. I no want to think for you, I no want to dream for you, I don't like you. He will come running to you. "Please, what happened to you? Why are you doing this?"
It's done.
Yes. It's no business. Why you bother me? I find my way. It's a very private time. Nobody is here. I will bring you to one forest and I will embrace you, I will kiss you, I will give you fulfill all your desires. It's a what? I don't need. I am a maid servant of Radhika. I already give my body, this body to her. I cannot use this, what I give to my Swamini. I have no desire other than this. I give already to my Swamini. And if you have to say something for her, you say, "I will bring matters. But I have no personal interest with you. I am a maid servant of Radhika." Understand? It's a little difficult, but the kinkari is, the maid servant has very easy approach of this. Friends has no easy approach. Friends has a desire to develop friendship with Swamini to reach to Krishna. Private meetings with Krishna. But the manjaris, kinkaris has no desire. The dasi servant has no desire. Understand? She cannot dream. Friend can dream. But Tinkris cannot, Dasi cannot dream. One maid servant cannot dream to catch the boss. I am a maid servant of my Radhika. Understand? It's a difficult thing. No, that you understand. Use your mind to think in this. This is the questionnaire, how to understand this. When you will reach in this position, then to use your mind to search on this point. Your mind want to research something, research this. Go on.
No one but Das Goswami is so fixed in their desire for Sri Radha's service. That should be our target. Such sincere eagerness cannot be found anywhere else.
This is the sincerity of maid servant. If you have a sincere maid servant like this, you will never leave. Because you will feel like your sister to her. Like a friend to her, real friend. She is very honest with you. She don't want to steal your lover. How sincere she is. Sincerity is counting, right? In life, sincerity is counting.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is an internally liberated maidservant of Srimati Radharani.
Yeah, this is the beauty of Raghunath Das. I love Raghunath Das Goswami to learn this. Everybody has to learn how to be a sincere maidservant. Dasi.
So he is the greatest authority.
Yes.
He is the Acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And by following in his footsteps, one will surely attain this service.
This is the way of Manjari Bhava. If you want to practice Manjari Swarup, you have to take the culture of Raghunath. We say Rupa Anuga, but we take culture of Raghunath Das. Why? Because he is a Rupa Anuga. Raghunath Das Goswami, is by his service, he is so sincerely serving, doing service in Rupanuga way to Radha Dasi. This is Rupanuga way. So sincere that she is refused to accept the friend relation.
Yes.
So, but after we not hear anything about
him. Who is Swarup Damodar? What is happening? He gives in the hand of Lalita. and Lalita sent to Rupa Mandir. You see the yoga pit? Lalita? In the Manjiri's associate of Mahaprabhu?
Sending to
Sarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami. One line. You have a yoga pit chart?
This is Parampara.
This is the way. Where is my black box? It's a yoga pit. Yoga pit. If somebody comes to Lalita, he is sent to Rupa. Not to show the public, but you are all devotee. It's a very personal thing. You see. You see.
Guru Prem, come.
Sarup takes this picture. Sarup Damoda and Rupa Goswami. So he sent to Rupa Goswami.
So here into Rupa Goswami. Sarup Damoda and
chart is this. No, it's light is not coming.
Oh, I was making video actually.
Understand? So, Sarup Damodar sent to Rupa Goswami.
So, from middle to this first plate, yes? From this middle, let's go to the first.
First. Sarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami. Lalita sent to become Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is also little like a Lalita in Manjiri. Sakhi Lalita is major, and in Manjiri, Rupa Goswami is major.
Leader.
And Raghunath Das Goswami is the disciple of Rupa Manjiri. So he is showing the how to reach to the follow the line of Rupa Goswami to us, because we cannot go to Sikkim Sakhi, we have no interest. We have interest to go in Rupa Anugave.
Rupa Anugave is the Manjari.
Yes. You understand? Jai Ho. So increase your desire to chant to reach more higher stage, you understand. If you know chant, how you can do this? Understand? Diksha mantra has to chant. Then I will give, then you will understand why this is the way. Very good question. You are satisfied with the answer? No?
Very much, he says. Bahut.
Bahut? Achha. You say like this that I understand, no.
This is Indian way.
He was already
No? That's German way.
German way? Oh, Bulgarian also said no. Yes. Yes, Bulgarian say yes. And when they have to say no?
No.
No. Yes. No, I say, oh my God. Yes. This is no way. Russia also say?
Russia, no, we make yes and no, normal. Yeah. Like normal.
Yes. Yeah.
So he gave the perfect example to the aspirants with his sadhanamay jivana.
Yeah, this life is sadhanma. If you think that I am so, now I have no do sadhana, then it's not working. What circumstances you got is the mercy. You have a husband, your children, is the mercy of so many. And there you have to do sadhana with your husband, making pleasing to him, pleasing to children, pleasing to your job, pleasing to all circumstances. And in that circumstances, you have job, business, all you have to do with sadhana. The goal, the Swamini is the boss.
The seed of the Swamini, the chef.
And this her mercy is happening in my life. Then he's become sadhana, my jivan. The car, what I'm driving, is not my car. It's a Swamini car. And she gave me to do the first job. The home is not mine. She arranged for me to live, to be peaceful. After that, I have no peace. Why not? All favorable circumstances she creates for me, after that mind is not peace. Then we have no connection there. We are disconnected. We are not living in her mercy. We are living in our efforts.
In our karma.
That is a karma. I am doing karma and I am suffering what I am doing. So sadhana jivan is not there. This is not a spiritual life. It's a material life. And this material life gives suffering in my life. I suffer because my effort is happening. When this something come like this, is a bhautik, is a material karma you are taking. And the karma is giving suffering in my life. I now live in the mercy. We have to make sadhana my jiva. Every moment in my life is with the sadhana. What circumstances is happening, we have to receive like a sadhana my jiva. Right or not?
Yes. Very good.
But which purposes of this situation that we must learn to be more humble, more quietly?
This nature will come automatically. If I will live in the her mercy and I will accept that, then humbleness is not coming. My ego will not go out. Ego is making me boss. Ego makes me superior to me. I have nothing. The servant has what ego? One made servant, what has ego? If you work in one factory and you say, I will keep my ego, the boss will say, go out. You have ego, you cannot work. You have to follow my instruction, man. If you have ego, you take, find your way.
Gurudev, but what is the point when I
as what?
Nicht mehr als Gnade sehe, sondern sagt, warum machst du das mit mir? Weil er vorhin sagt, mit dem Streiten.
She asks, where's the point where I change from like seeing everything as a grace, but where I start to quarrel and said, why are you doing this unto me? Why are you not taking care of me? Why are you not helping me? The sadhak, devotee, the... Her question is that should we always just accept everything as a grace, or is there some point where we say, oh, why are you doing this to me? This is, he wants to know when...
No, I don't understand. Again, you explain. Yes. More detail.
You said before that she can come to Radha Mohan and say, why you make me sick? And like this. So she...
Is it not a contradiction between the other mode of accepting everything as mercy?
This is one mode. When I start with this, that you are mine. And second mood is this, that I accept you and I start living in your mercy. I will feel taste to you, that I make you mine or not. Then I will discuss with you something. And you listen to me or not, I will check this. This is the first stage of the consciousness. And when you start listening to me, then I will start living in your mercy. Second stage.
This is not conditioned.
It's not
today. Yeah. First, you will check that you are mine or not.
Isn't this condition good?
No condition. It will come. It's a nature of all devotees to talk with him privately. You will inside, sitting here, not there. You are talking with him and you try to listen to his answers. And then he will be receiving his answers. And it's a reality. If you do, it's a successful. Then you start flowing up in living in realization.
Can I say something over there?
Yeah.
Maybe I understand it right or wrong. You correct me. So from the level of God consciousness, then I still try to make a deal. But if I come in a personal relationship, then I will discuss and everything is mercy. But if something I don't understand, I ask why, in a personal way.
Yeah, personal way. And when you come in the personal way that's happening, then you start living in his mercy.
Anyway,
finally. Then you're not asking every day anything. It will start flowing to you. You start waving like your waves are coming inside you when you start living in mercy. You are floating.
I have to tell you what Sharanagati yesterday said. So nice. She's not here now, but it's so nice. Yesterday there was this workers left big mess and we could not, it was not possible to pass the road. It was all full of these thorns and everything. And she said, oh, finally our practice had started, you know, because we speak
of the positiveness,
thorny road.
Practice.
Because we always speak how Radhika has to
positive. Always be in positive
road.
In mercy.
I like so much.
In negative also you start looking mercy.
So nice.
Then I said to Sharanagati, if this practice is so difficult, then I cannot agree.
This is also kripa. that you want to do that. When doubts are coming, means my desire is growing for this. It's a very special thing. This is mercy. Anything is happening, Swamini, you are the reason for that, is all mercy. She will not go for the manjari to give pain to that thorn away. She will bring you straight away to Krishna. In that puja.
If we could accept that everything is mercy of Radhika, why we should make an endeavor to change things?
Nothing is changing. It's all material. Material change is no change. She wants. Why I want to, then you are working. When you want to say, I do it. I say, she wanting. Why not see this? How this are coming to you, things in your mind flow in this. Means this, she wants to see like this. That she can do all the time, help to others.
So it means if we have some desire, it means it's her desire, we must do
yes.
this.
Where is my desire? I have nothing desire. When you say, I do. Why my desire? My earning is there, then why is my desire? Why I will take the pain? Is my flat or is my business or what? And if your flat is become temple, then where is your things? When she is the boss of your flat, then this is temple. Right? Naran Mala say, I want to make the temple in the heart of everyone. Why? When you realize yourself, this is the temple, you all become servant.
Brother, very similar what Gaurachandra asked here. Once Keshav Baba speak one story. Okay, this is Keshav Baba, but like Raghunath Das Goswami once come to him that would be nice that somebody do something for Radha Kunti. Because in that time was only by handmade. Big and what somebody made some stairs and make it like a nice. And after that, come to him, what they thinking? It's a cheat complete, spiritual. Nothing should be done here. Like this is not bhajan consciousness. If you go to do something on holy place, it should be seen completely how it is, spiritual. Nothing material should be done here. So, is this like an ultimate thing? And how to...
This was Raghunath's
thinking. When this comes to his mind, that something should be done here, nice and Radha Kund, he start to drink water to purify himself. My God, what are you doing? It's Radha Kund. Nothing should be done.
Is it? All stage of the consciousness. You know, everybody has a not different stage. And Swami give service to everyone. Who is very, very, very elevated. That is the story of him. Who is medium elevated, junior elevated, many classes of elevation. And she creates the service of every living being. Understand? Huh? The stage of your consciousness. How to engage your mind in the service as per your circumstances. If there is no service, then mind will start playing with other things. So why not to be in the always meditation of Swami with the service? Service make you to meditate to her. It's a different stage of consciousness. What Kesava Baba is telling is that position of the Sarupa Thai Bhav. And here Sarupa is not staying, is coming and going. Different stage. Slowly by the devotional practice it can grow. Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita.
But good if we can see how they check themselves and they wait for confirmation. Yes. Like in this example you gave the other day with this Baba who was 90 years old, then in his dream Swamini said you should marry again, and then also in other dreams, so many confirmations.
Yes.
He needed, because before he was also thinking, I'm going crazy.
Maybe this is my extrapolation.
Right, and Raghunath Das Goswami, same way. Is this my crazy mind that I think I should do stairs here? So he waiting for confirmation, and again a dream comes, another devotee comes that Swamini told me like this, and then it happens.
One rich guy came to him sometime after this and gave, the big armory and gave everything.
Like a Madan Mohan place. Well, any desire comes for doing something, Sanatana Goswami has nothing. He make the roti without ghee and salt for Radha Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan. One day he say, please put some gur and put some butter. Krishna, he said, again not asked to me. What you I have, I love for you.
Very special relationship.
And Madan Mohan is still offering like this, very thick bread, roti, without salt. Now also. And nothing. Because Sanatana Goswami said, then I will go to run to collect money for you. Don't demand from me anything. If you want to stay with me, you have to eat. Yeah, this is the devotion. And the Madan Mohan was staying with him. And what happened? He was in the Brajvasi home in Mathura. One day he went to the house of Madhukri in Brajvasi home. And he don't know. Then night time Madan Mohan dreamed to this Brajvasi. I want to go with him night time. This Brajvasi, this Baba, give this to Baba. He will do my service. Next day again Baba come to Madhukri. He said, take this deity, say to you do seva. Then he say, are you crazy? How I will do seva? I have no money. I'm begging from you and I'm taking chapati. So it's not possible for me. Next day again, dream come. No, no, I want to go with him. He went there. He said, Baba, you have to take. He said that he will go with you. You say, you ask. I will only offer what I get, some atta, dry atta, without butter and without salt. If you're ready to eat, I will take you. He said, okay, I am ready, but I want to go with you. And after 1 month, he said, Baba, are thoda gur rakho. You keep some sugar candy. He put some sugar. Gur, mane brown sugar candy. After 10 days, he says, it's very dry chapati. Krishna saying, Madan Mohan, you have to put some butter also. Yeah. And then he wake up, he say, stop asking to me. I will never put more than this. I will not beg other places, go and asking again and again everything. If you say like this, I will whole life, I will fulfill your desire. Then again of demand, I need sweet to eat, I need salty to eat, I need samosa to eat. From where I will bring? I cannot steal other pocket. He said, no, I will not ask anything. Only you keep some sugar candy and bread, I will eat that. Gura. And one bread, one roti. It's going on. Then this cheap man, rich man come and give and break the temple, you see. This was the story of Madan Mohan. Then what he do? Say, you know, no make temple for you. What to do this money? Use it right way. He selects, Swami select you that you are the right person to give this service, to use in right manner to things. Somebody feel fortunate by getting it, somebody denies. When she said to me, I do, Gopinath become angry. Was so many times. You have no money and you are putting one by one all program. You are. He is the cashier. He is keeping all cash, right?
He keeps all track.
Track. He become angry one day to me. He stopped talking 1 week. I said, what happened to him? When he become angry, no talking. Not coming to me. Then I understand my Gopinath is angry with me. What is the reason? I try to find, he will never say to me. Why? Because I am creating the new job to go on and on. And what I will create, I don't know. This is, she is telling, and I am saying, okay, do this. But he thinks that I have to pay, and from where to pay. But I think there is no any balance before, when I am doing, then every time Raja Parchun has to pay 1 lakh, 2 lakh. Market has to pay money. But when she is doing, there is no market to pay. There is nothing that you cannot pay and clear off everything. This is she is doing. This is her doing, her decision, her desire. When I do, I cannot do anything. Full of debts. That way, when we want to do, we cannot do anything. You were surprised. 2 hours kirtan I want to do. I want to do this time. No, so many connection was there. I tried 10 years 2 hour kirtan. 3 months running very good. And then all stopped. Like Tulsi, I say you, I think this was my thinking. I think to distribute 10,000 Tulsi. But nothing is happening. You see? This is my thinking maybe. If she is thinking and pushing to me, everything will start happening positively.
And from this verse also, I am getting more and more this feeling. I was thinking about this even before, that actually is not also... is not possible and is not even favorable to pray for others.
No, never. He listen. She listen, you know. She listen. Some is in problem and his message come to you or you are devoted, she immediately listen because of the oneness. And I surprised. She listen like this, that I listen, she is listening, and without anything telling, it helps. Without requesting even, it happens. Could have, good become change. It's positive. Because she listened that when this message is coming. Then she watch, come to this stage and see that. So beautiful. This is the relishment of living your self.
Living in the self.
Living in the self. In your self. Fully satisfying. You cannot imagine in your life that you can do this, is happening to you.
No astrology can guess this.
Astrology will see your planets. He cannot calculate it. Your divine connection.
Like
you know,
this.
People ask to me that you have a sickness, this, that. If my spiritual sarup is fixed with my somni, my bad time will never can disturb me. And I am not fixed with my sarup, then this can affect me. If I need long life, if I am living in my sarup, I will get the long life. If I am living in my physical identity, I have a karma, this astrology life. You know, yeah.
Why, you us, huh? Why you send us to this astrolog? You send us. You
but
send
astrologer you. Is also important.
It's important.
Because of the material circumstances is not balanced. It's not happening. You have to balance your material circumstances to grow. And now, my astrology, what I will do? I have no need to think to do business. I have no need to settle my children. But you have to settle your children, husband. You need astrology. But what I will do with astrology when I am dying? This is my astrology. Huh? One astrology is there that when I will die, I know my time. My Sare Sati will start after some years. And that third Sare Sati, nobody crossed fourth. It will be the time.
Three times in life you have
three times, last time.
And the last.
What is this?
The Saturn is coming to your natal moon.
Yeah. Gurudev, but this is again the same thing. If you have a Svarup, it doesn't count anymore. Radhika can give you that after this.
That I say, na?
Or less.
When, no. Then no effect will come.
Yes.
Physically effect yes. Can come. Yes. You can become sick, but Svarup is not disturbing. And so I say this first, that you have a fixed in your Svarup. Coming and going is no meaning. Sarup is important. Now, only I need one help with all of you, that how I can get some time to go in by bhajan. And I can develop my sarup. Other bad, I am a bad person. So I cannot become good. Bad cannot become good. But attitude I want to go in her service, no? That's the only point.
Ah,
oh, you see the madness of Manjari? This is Manjari Bhav. Lover is calling and I can wait for him. Sorry, I cannot grow progress a bit long.
It's beautiful, Guru. Everything perfect.
Huh?
Everything is perfect. It's not about the length, Guru.
How can I see what is my desire and what is her desire?
Service mood is a desire. If he is in the mood of the service, selfless. Then this is her desire. But 100% not mixed up with that, like a Tulsi Seva. I say you. It's a good Seva, right? But I try from 10 corners, but it's nothing happening because time need for that.
Yes, it was just not the right time. We had so many things, so many different corners.
But this is only my goal. If I will do, the Tulsi Seva.
So it means step one is becoming 100% selfless.
And selfless is not Seva. All Seva is Seva. With Krishna Devi, you have to be selfless. This is not separate and she is not separate. Every place you have to be selfless. Today she is good and she is tomorrow bad. No. Selfless means all corners should be selfless. 24/7 the mood should be selfless. That's meaning of there. It's spirituality. I come out from my sense body and mind.
Gurudev, I have one more question. Is there any difference in the relationship of the sadhak, like Sanatan Goswami, in relation to Madan Mohan, and in the relation he has in his Swarup to Madan Mohan?
He is the acharya of Sambandha. So he is physically also very friendly with everyone. Brother, sister, talking, mama, everything. And spiritually in Manjari Swarup also he is teaching how to develop relations.
I mean his relation to Madan Mohan is different in Sadakdeha and in Siddhadeha.
Yes, Sadakdeha also he is keeping. Because his Siddha Deha is practice is not happening. So Siddha Deha becoming Sadhak Deha. Siddha Deha becomes Sadhak. Jai Ho! Kuch khaya ki nahi? Siddha Deha also becomes spiritual behavior, become normal behavior. Before normal behavior, I try to change his spiritual behavior. His spiritual behavior become now normal day-to-day life.
I just thought that when he is blaming to Madan Mohan, sir, you asking me for salt and gourd, I will not give you if you want to stay with me. And I had difficulty to
hear
the manjari bath. No?
Love, okay. Love.
This is love quarrel, not really.
Love, man. Sambandha, he's showing that we have to conflict also.
Very intimate.
Sambandha without conflict and without fighting, no relation. You see, my son is fighting around. I'm not digesting my food because he's not fighting with me. My Rasa Leela, she not come and stop me anything. My sickness has become like this.
But I think Govachanda wants to know that in as a Manjari, she's giving everything to Radha Krishna, all opulence.
Yeah. But he has no opulence, he was Baba.
And the Baba, where she is.
And he said, I will not go to any home to ask about butter from you. Forget this. Then he will say, bring samosa to next day. Then he will say, bring rasgulla. Whole energy I have to put to bring for you. I will not fulfill this desire of you.
Very strict.
He's showing this is Sambandha.
Yes.
He's not Sambandha?
Yes.
Like
maybe
you.
He also shows by that he don't want to run here and there in his Satakriya, he also wants to be inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Running around and collecting money.
Then Krishna says, no problem. Money I'm sending. Now what you will. Now you will give or not? It's also very tricky. Very tricky, very tricky. He sent money here. Now what you will do? Expand it now? This is happening to you also. Now you have to go to the home to home, but one day money will come to you. Now you have to show.
And then Sanatan make a big temple, but still he get no salt and no good.
It sounds very special.
And he is still eating only that chapati.
Any
to
the tune.
He's offering, but he knows he does.
I know.
This is the love actually. Gopinath pasand karta hoga.
Wo to paneer khayenge.
Aaj paneer hum bhi khayenge, paneer roti.
Nahi khayenge,
dal khayenge. Nahi, hum khayenge.
Thoda paneer lenge bas aap.
Nahi, sab dal nahi banao, dal bhi banao. Roti aaj khayenge. Paneer khayenge na aap. Aaj roti khayenge. Dal ke saath. Understand?
Yeah.
These are love things. Liebe.
Liebe.
Liebe. Liebe.
But to arrive to this stage, Gurudev, it's a long way. I mean, it's not like...
No long way.
You can stop now, Gurudev?
The way is the shortest when we took the shelter of the love. It's short way. We take the shelter of philosophy in a long way. After understanding of philosophy, again I have to take the shelter of philosophy. Radhika. Understand? I like philosophy to know Krishna because still my doubts are not finished. Forget Krishna. It will never doubt will finish. He is very naughty. His naughtiness makes you too doubtful. Develop first feeling and love in life. That only can come with Radhika. When feeling is there and love is there, he is in control.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda.